This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 27, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Monday marks 1 year since the Comair 5191 tragedy at Kentucky's Bluegrass Regional Airport. To discourage a repeat of the circumstances in which the pilots went ahead with a takeoff on an unlit closed runway that proved too short, the Federal Aviation Administration issued an alert to pilots, advising them to check headings and observe lighting before takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board had wanted the FAA to make that a mandatory checklist item. The FAA did mandate graphic illustrations of closed taxiways be added to all written notifications and pilot notebooks in January of this year. This fall, a standardized format will be required for local airport notices on all charts and maps, regardless of the vendor supplying them to an airline. At least two passengers died Friday evening when a balloon burst into flames as it took off on a twilight sightseeing flight and fell into an RV park in western Canada. Witnesses near the Vancouver suburb of Surrey, British Columbia, told police others on board the stricken balloon jumped from the gondola to the ground to escape the flames. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Sergeant Roger Morrow told the Associated Press, quote, "The crew loaded 12 passengers and was preparing to launch when a fire erupted. The pilot asked the passengers to get out of the basket. The balloon was tethered at the time, but then broke and came loose. 11 people were transported to area hospitals, some reportedly with severe burns. Local media reports the two fatalities were a mother and her adult daughter." While their neighbors elsewhere in Florida look at accommodating growing air traffic, commissioners in Martin County have voted to shorten the main runway at Witham Field in Stewart. The vote will put the county at odds with, and most likely in court with, the FAA. Sewell's Point resident John Chickie said at a recent noise advisory committee meeting, quote, "Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. Let's get a striper out there and stripe that thing off and see what happens. I think they're a paper tiger," unquote. The Palm Beach Post reports the FAA rejected the county's 2006 plan to shorten the runway by 460 feet because of noise and pollution issues. The FAA cited the potential negative effects on pilots and commerce. The county has spent several thousand dollars in lobbying efforts. Commissioners will now have to devise a battle plan to back their decision. Drastic changes need to be made to the northern runways at Los Angeles International Airport, and they need to be made now. FAA Administrator Marion Blakey made that her parting message to L.A. city leaders last week. Quote, "I'll put it plainly, however you decide to fix the airfield, get it done. The problem here is that the parallel runways on the north side are too close together. A landing aircraft that leads the outward runway on a high-speed taxiway literally has only a few feet to stop before crossing the inner runway hold line. Fix the north airfield now," unquote. A study released a few months ago suggested moving one runway 340 feet to the north and was promptly criticized by politicians who said it would be too close to residential areas and lacked conclusive evidence it would improve safety. FAA's Ian Greger notes, quote, "We signed off on that master plan, and the airport agency has not formally presented us with any other plan," unquote. Blakey warned that carriers might leave LAX if improvements remain stalled. Quote, "There's always going to be another airport waiting with open arms," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Crowded airlines on Labor Day. User fees are the answer. Lepore and Palladino will testify, but they'll do it from U.S. soil. And NASA says the foam has got to go. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about how losing your passion for flying makes it less fun, but also less safe. And if you haven't done it already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.